It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, hello, everybody, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Aaron. Aaron's been on a show a few times. He's awesome. He's a solar expert. He's been with us for quite some time. He's been out in the field. He's been just doing an amazing job, you know, educating our customers. And he shared a bunch of information, too, on the air with us on a couple of our previous shows. But before we get started, guys, there's a lot going on in the world right now. There's so much happening. And, you know, we are going into a winter season. And so there's a lot. There's so much going on. But I want you guys to try to take some time and, you know, just relax, you know, try to take it easy, spend time with family, you know, wind down. And it's important. Last week we talked about mental health, you know, and a lot of people, they look at, you know, Alaskan winters as a depressing time out of the year. It can be depressing if that's your mindset, right? If you didn't have a good experience or if you don't even know how to enjoy a winter, that it's going to play a, you know, a big role in the negativity, right? So guys, if you can spend time with friends, spend time with family, if you have one day out of the week, you can take advantage of that time. Every moment that we miss, that we don't spend time with family or friends, is a moment we'll never get back. And you know, today, we were just talking to a couple of friends about, some people that they've lost in their lives. And, one of the biggest regrets is I haven't spent enough time. You know, and it's a painful memory to come back to. But guys, you know, there, with all that stuff that's happening all around us, take time and spend it with the people who you love and the people who actually love you. So going into this show, guys, I want us to try to keep a positive mindset about this winter that's coming up, right? It's hunting season. People are out there. There's a bunch of people who are driving out. You'll see them on the road. There are trailers, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, campers. There's so much going on. Be safe out there, guys. I hope you have an awesome time. And remember, guys, hunting, it should be an awesome time. When you get out there, you should be able to relax, breathe, you know, just wind down, be out there in nature, just breathe and detox, right?
Get out there and reset.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is. And it's important, guys. You know, it's the mindset, right? And you, anywhere in anything that you do, mindset is important, right? It's what's going to set the mood. It's what's going to give you that kind of experience. So if you go into hunting with a positive mindset saying that, hey, you know what? Even if I don't get anything, although we don't like to say that, even though we don't get anything, I want to make sure that I'm having the best possible time. Because a lot of you guys don't really get the opportunity to escape. You know, you're working, you're busy, you got friends, you got family, you got business, you got whatever you got going on. And it's sometimes it's pretty difficult to get out there. So take advantage of this time, have a blast, have fun, be prepared, make sure that you got your rain gear, make sure that you're going to be safe out there. And then stay warm, of course, stay warm and make sure you have everything that you need before you head out. So with me, I have Aaron, guys. I want to talk a little bit about solar because we're coming close to the end of 2025, and it's important to understand that this 30% tax credit is disappearing, okay? We've talked about this before last month, but we're going to give you guys a refresher because a lot of you guys haven't been on, haven't heard of one of these shows, you know, the last month. And so I want to catch you guys up that this 30% tax credit, yes, it's true. Every solar company knows. Everybody is becoming more aware that at the end of this year, 2025, your 30% tax credit, it's going to disappear. So I want you guys to understand that it's not too late, okay? A lot of you guys are probably thinking, well, it's the winter time. How is it going to be possible? Guys, if there's a will, there's a way, okay? And that's what we do at Gen Solar. We want to make sure that you guys are taken care of and that you guys are able to take advantage of that 30% tax credit. A lot of you guys probably don't think that 30% is a lot, but guys, when you look at anything in this life, right, especially now that we, you know, we see the price of food going up through the roof. 30% on a project like this, guys, is money back in your pocket, and it's good money. You want to make sure that you're saving as much as possible, and we're going to help you guys get there. For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Aaron. So Aaron, for those people who are thinking about going solar and knowing that we're coming close to the end of the 2025 year, what would you recommend our listeners to do if this is something they want to take advantage of?
Well, yeah, that tax credit's going to go away December 31st. So now's the time to really get serious, buckle down, and really think about it. So solar is going to erase most of your electric bill for the rest of your life, right? So not only is the federal government going to pay for 30% of your system, you're going to save, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars over 30 years.
All right, Aaron. So, okay, let's say I'm a customer that wants to get solar, and so hundreds of thousand dollars over 30 years, right? So, why is this something that people don't really see, right? When they look at a project like a solar project, they look at, okay, well, my bill is this month, my bill for this month is this much, or last month is this much. How can I see the end result? Like, what am I missing? Because a lot of people, when they look at solar, they're like, well, it's going to cost $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
Yeah, it's not really $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. The average household pays about $20,000 to $25,000 for a system. And yeah, that sounds like a lot of money up front. But, you know, the investment is once you put that money down, you get the advantage of that solar, that 30% solar tax credit. And then you're going to get between 7 and 9 months without an electric bill. All you're going to pay is that 25% connection fee. So in the spring, once the summer comes out and you start making power again, you're going to see that, and then you're going to start seeing real time the money that you're saving. Put it in the bank instead of paying, you know, GVA, and start saving. You know, buy yourself something nice, or put it in a retirement account, give it to your kids' college funds. You know, just
that's good.
Just, you know, you're saving, you're paying yourself instead of the utility.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, I think that's got to be the biggest problem is we're so used to seeing this bill every single month. We don't see the future, or at least that far, right? And so a lot of people probably won't think, well, a couple bucks here and there is really not going to matter because it's only a couple bucks here and there now, right? But when it adds up, it's important to see those numbers. And when you do a quote, you're able to show that to our customers, right? Like, look, you're paying this much right now, and this is how much it's going to cost before you install solar, and this is how much you're going to be spending. And not only that, but also the price of the kilowatt. That's going to skyrocket.
Yeah, that's always going to increase. It's never going to go down. Just like the price of gas. It goes down a little bit before it jumps back up. So that way you don't think that your expenses are going up. You know, it's a trick. It's a trap. We're all stuck in that trap. There's nothing we could do about it. So today's modern day and age, most of us have auto pay. So we don't even see that electric bill. We don't see it going out. You know, it gives you that false sense that, you know, you're not seeing your money disappear, right? So once you get solar, that $200 a month that you pay for your electric bill, put it on auto pay out of your paycheck going into your savings.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. Everything's on auto pay. You know, they'll give you sometimes a discount if you can do auto pay with insurance and whatnot.
That's how we all end up with 20 subscriptions, right? And you don't even know it, you know. One thing I always joke about, and it happens to me, you know, once a year, once every 2 years, is I lose my bank card, right? And that's not always a bad thing. Yeah, it's inconvenient, but then all your subscriptions are wiped out and you start fresh, you know.
That's funny. Wow, I didn't think about it like that. But yeah, that's true. You know, it's we live in a day where everything is auto pay, and it's one less thing to think about.
It's a trap.
Yeah. It's really uncomfortable, actually, now that you're saying it. I'm going to go home today, and I'm gonna look at all my subscriptions. I'm going to start canceling things.
You'll have some you won't even find. I guarantee it.
You know, I was looking at Rocket Money, that one app that you get. I did
pay
for it.
Yeah, I'm a little suspect of those, you know.
You know, it did work. I did find a couple things, but I know there's more things out there that I'm paying for that. Because I don't always go through my bank statements. That's the thing. Like, I don't really have time to go sit there and sift through everything, find out where my money's
going
all the time.
Nobody does. I remember back in the day in school, you know, they would teach us a finance class. This was, you know, the early 90s. And one of the things they taught us was to balance a checkbook. Mm. There isn't a person out there anymore that balances a checkbook. It's the trap, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and it's becoming a lot more easier to give in too, right? So whenever you go get a new car, you know, you get new insurance, you get, you know, go get some kind of electronics, and they say, oh, if you put it on auto pay. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Today's host, and with me I have Aaron. And as of right now, we're talking about, you know, subscriptions, losing money because you can't really see what you're paying for because you're putting trust into this auto pay. Like, hey, if my bill's due, I just got to make sure there's enough money in the account. But when it comes to long-term, it's a little bit more difficult because not everybody's, you know, program or condition to think that far, right? It's the here and now. We want instant gratification. We want instant results. You know, we don't even wait for our microwaves to go from 3, 2, 1 all the way. We'll stop it at 2. We're kind of in patience sometimes.
As soon as the popcorn starts slowing down.
It's enough, right?
But, so we all have this financial slippage. You can't avoid it anymore. So, you know, get solar. You're going to erase $200 of, you know, offset your slippage you have going on. You know, and these systems pay for themselves between 5 and 7 years. That's with that 30% tax credit that's going away. If you don't wait, you know, if you wait till next year when that tax credit's gone, we're looking at 8 to 10 years or longer for the system payoff, which still is not that bad.
Yeah.
You're still investing in yourself. You know, but take advantage of that tax credit, get on board now, and, you know, get that system paid off in 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, and here's another thing, right? So solar is one of those things where it's not a liability. It's an asset, right? Because not only does it add value to your home, it puts money back into your pocket, and it keeps you locked in, right? So here's another big one.
And it's zero maintenance, no troubleshooting. You just like the old Ron Papil commercials, you know, infomercials. You set it and forget it.
Yep. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, I hope that you guys understand, especially for those who are considering or those who are ready to pull the trigger and go ahead and do solar, is that it's not like a vehicle. It's not like you go to a dealership, buy this brand new vehicle.
There's no depreciation.
Exactly. You get so many benefits out of solar. And the fact that we're in Alaska, I think that there's no other state that can compare with the kind of benefits that we get having solar. You know, you have all these summer months that you could take advantage, overproduce, get paid, get your house taken care of.
Overabundance of sun. You know, there's a common misconception that it's dark for 6 months. It's not worth it. It doesn't work. My friend said this. My friend said that.
I hear that a lot.
You know, and it's really easy to turn you guys around because GVEA will monitor everything that you overproduce, and they'll pay you on average 16 cents per kilowatt hour in the form of credits. And so we size your system to take advantage of that, and that's how we get you that 7 to 9 months without a bill.
Yeah.
So it's actually, you know, more efficient than if you lived in Las Vegas or Arizona.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's really good. You know, so you guys have to – you know, I believe that a lot of people have been given the wrong information, right, because of horrible experiences. You know, like Pink Solar, right? Pink Solar was huge in the lower 48. They went bankrupt. Okay, they filed for bankruptcy. There's so many issues that are happening in the lower 48. Guys, you can't look at other companies just because they have failed. You know, they cut corners. Horrible reviews, you know.
They're out there to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
They move into a town. They knock on a bunch of doors, they take what they can get, and then they move on.
That's a problem. You know, like
there's no customer service after that.
That's the biggest one. You know, in Fairbanks, Alaska, guys, we're limited to a lot of things, right? We don't have these bougie restaurants like, you know, Portland or Seattle or anything like that. And we don't really have all of these, you know, resources that they do down there. So, you know, that's why you don't really see many people driving around in supercars. We don't have supercar dealerships here. Right? We don't have somebody who can maintain them. So when you're spending money on something that you depend on, like a vehicle or like a backup system or, you know, something that is of, you know, high value, the last thing that you want is to dump money into something like that and not have that very same dealership or that same company or that same service to be like, hey, you know what? You bought a service or a product from us. We're here for the long run.
That money that you're going to save over 15 years, go buy yourself that supercar.
That's a good one. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. We were just leaving off on talking about solar. You know, the year's ending. We got the 30% tax credit disappearing. Now is the time to take advantage.
Yeah, now that we have a sunset date for that 30% tax credit, there's kind of a perfect storm going on. So what's coming up October 2nd, I think, is the first payout for the PFD. I know if you're like me, you know, that's when you usually get another snow machine, another four-wheeler. If you got 11 kids, you buy five snow machines, five four-wheelers, you know, that new boat. Take a year off. Take a year off from that instant gratification. Put a down payment on solar. But the government's going to pay 30% of that system, and now you're invested in yourself. And then next year, you get that PFD payout, that money you put in your savings instead of paying the utility company, you buy that extra snowmobile or two, you know, snow machine. You can tell I'm not from up here. I've been up here for 15 years, but, you know, it's hard to break old habits.
That's funny, because when I first moved up here in 2015 and I heard the word snow machine, I'm like, snow machine? What are you guys making snow out here?
You thought you were on the slopes, man, and they're making snow out on the East Coast.
Or making those ice cones with the, you know, the syrup
flavoring
on there. Yeah. I had some arguments with some people up here, and I've learned to get over it. I mean, I still don't like the word or the name snow machine. But, yeah, snowmobile is what we came up with, grew up with in Portland. But, yeah, it's important, guys, to understand what you're missing out on, right? Here's a big one, okay? And we were talking a little bit about this before we cut to that break, is, you know, many people don't see long-term, right? Because we're so focused in the here and now, sometimes we don't have a moment to think out in the future. But guys, if you think about this, right? How much is a cup of coffee? It's about $5-6, and it keeps going up, right? So if you look at it—
you do that once a day, you don't realize that that's added up. Think about that over 15 years. I'm guilty of that, too. I go to a coffee hut every day on my way to work and get my large espresso with cream and sugar. That's a lot of money over 15 years.
And on top of that, they leave room for tip. So you're spending more, right?
Yeah.
But imagine in 30 years.
Throwing a kid's hot chocolate for your four-year-old, and, you know.
Or you skip breakfast and you go and buy a burger or whatever they have over there. sandwich. But it adds up, guys. It really, really adds up. And so if you can't see those numbers now, of course you're not going to be, interested in you know, bringing your electrical bill down, because you don't understand the process and you don't understand the end result. You know, these people who are taking advantage, they're able to see them, you know, and a lot of people who come in, they don't have this understanding. They don't have this knowledge. Nobody has sat down with them and explained to them, hey, look, we can get you a system. We can get you going. We can get your bill down. But they leave off what you're actually going to be saving. And so when our customers come in, they have all these questions, and that's where we shine, right? We sit there and we want to answer every possible question that you have. And it's important, right? It's important to shop. It's important to ask every question, because you're going to be committed to something that a lot of people don't really have the ability to do so. And so, it's important to ask the right questions and pick their brains. Guys, when you sit down with a solar expert and they're giving you a quote, pick their brain. Pick their brain. There's no better feeling than when you finally sign off and you sign a contract, you sign that check over, and you have that full piece inside, like, hey, I feel good about this decision. And our customers, that's what they get. They leave our office. They leave those conversations with knowing that, hey, I am getting taken care of, and I love, and I'm happy with what I'm getting. And so,
yeah, and come see us, come sit down with us. I'm not a pushy car salesman. I pride myself in being honesty. I don't have any tricky sales gimmicks. You know, if we have any sales going on, it's not a perceived sale. We don't mark it up. Our sales price is not the normal price. There's no scams. I'm not a snake oil salesman. I'm just fair and honest.
Yeah, that's good. That's what our customers appreciate, you know, and we don't just do solar. We do other kinds of backup systems. We have batteries. We do the Tesla power walls. We do the Franklins. We're able to do the high power generators, both for commercial and residential. And then our big seller is Generac, right? Generac is just awesome.
You can tell that we're on the heels of winter. We're selling 1 to 2 Generac installs a day right now. You can tell the season's about to change. People want to get that peace of mind that, you know, when they're snowbirding and they're out in, California, Mexico, someplace warm, when the power goes out here, especially during an ice storm and we're out of power for 3-4 days, they're not going to have to come back and redo all their plumbing and spend $20,000 on all the damages or more.
Yep. And insurance companies do not like dealing with cases like that, you know, so a lot of customers, they have that
problem. That's always a fight.
Oh yeah, big time. And you know, it's we see that they're, you know, homeowners are getting less and less and less, you know, with these insurance claims. And then what they get settled on is sometimes not enough, you know? And so why go through that trouble? Why put your house at risk? Why put your family at risk? Why put your business at risk? See, we don't just sell and install product. We offer warranties. We offer monitoring services.
Like, and peace of mind.
That's what it comes down to. You're right, Aaron. That's what it comes down to, is that peace of mind. You can go all over the internet and find all kinds of products and think that you're going to get, you know, this ultimate peace of mind. But the ultimate peace of mind is having that company that you're going through be the same company, the same people, and the same service that installed your product, that are going to be there having your back throughout the entire season, throughout the entire year, until the day that you decide to leave this amazing state of Alaska.
We don't subcontract any part of the install, any part of the job. It's all us from start to finish.
And that's big. That's big, guys. So if you don't want to go sit there, you know, okay, who am I going to get to generate through? Which electrician am I going to go through? What plumbing company? None of that. We deal with everything in house so that you don't have to go do any of these runaround projects and chasing, down contractors, all this stuff. We take care of it all in house.
And we can whip out most of these solar installs in a day. One day, if it's a bigger job, 2 days. One good thing about Gen Solar is all of the guys putting the panels on the roof, all of our installers, they're journeyman electricians, right? So you're not getting the panels installed and then waiting a week or two for the electrician to stop by.
Yeah, that's a big problem. I mean, we don't have time. We don't have time to be waiting on people. So that's why we fill in that gap. And we want to make sure that we're taking care of our customers in a timely manner. Because look, we're running a business, right? We're running a business. And a business can only run if it's efficient. And that's what we have filled in that gap, is instead of waiting for electricians, waiting for contractors, waiting for plumbers, waiting for all these people, we deal with everything in-house. So we're certified, we're taken care of, we have our training, we have our paperwork, we have everything that we need to make sure that we're knocking these projects out, not just quickly, but safely and professionally.
And giving you a pretty accurate time frame on when the job is going to get installed. You know, as we get busier, our lead time for install is getting pushed back. Winter's coming. You know, it's going to be harder to do some of these rooftops, ground mounts. We can't install in the winter, but it's a case-by-case scenario. Safety is our biggest thing, and we want the job done right.
Yeah.
being on time, giving you an accurate, conservative lead time, right, is just peace of mind for you guys. You don't have your 50% deposit sitting at a company. 6 months goes by, and you're calling every week, you know, hey, why isn't this done? You know, we're here to take care of you guys. We want happy customers. We want you to tell your neighbors. We want you to tell your family. We want you to save money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and with me I have Aaron. We were just getting done talking about, solar, what to expect when you go through Gen Solar. So the basic rundown of what it's going to look like when you want to get solar is, if you're interested in solar and you want to take advantage of getting this 30% tax credit to cut your overall price down, guys, savings is important, okay? Take advantage of them while they're still here. At the end of this year, 2025, the last day of December, that's it. You're done. Get locked in. Get secured before the year ends so that you can get your solar project going and save that 30%. Guys, so we don't just offer installation. Like, for example, when we do Generac generators, we're not here just to install and forget the customer and be like, hey, look, you're on your own. We provide services, so if anything happens to that generator, you have a warranty on it, so the customer will never have to go and blow up Generac and try to submit tickets and all these things. We'll deal directly with Generac. We have most of the parts on hand. We're able to take care of these things, and we work directly with Generac so that you don't have to. On top of that, here's another big one, right? We have a lot of snowbirds up here, a lot of people who are not able to be at their house every day of the week or every day of the month. And one of the biggest things is when you have a system that is supposed to protect your house, the last thing that you want to do is go through through all of that to install your generator, put all that money up. And then if something were to happen and you're not there, how are you going to know?
We'll be out there the same day. Most of the time we're out there the same day. If you call us late in the afternoon, we'll be out there the next day or after hours.
That's big. A lot
Jesse's
of people don't
been
like
known
that.
To go out to people's house at 2 a.m. and just come into work at 7 exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what we're here to do.
And just for you guys to know, guys, when if you were one of those customers that I've gone out, you know, at midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, just know that I enjoy doing that. Why? Because first of all, this business is putting food down on my table for my family, and I appreciate it. I love Gen Solar. I got no complaints. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the end. I'm here all the way. I'm here all the way. So when I work, I do it as if I'm doing it for my family. So I enjoy going out there. Yeah, I'm exhausted. Yeah, I'm tired. But guys, when I get to see the customer's face in the middle of the night, they were worried because their generator is not starting or something happened, and I'm out there and I fix it, and that generator starts up, and the customer's face, you know, just brightens up. It makes me feel good. It puts pride into my work. And so we do take pride in our work. Guys, we're coming to an end of our show. We really appreciate you guys that are staying tuned in. Guys, and a special shout out to those people who from the beginning have been tuning in every single weekend. I've run into a lot of you guys outside of the studio, outside of the business, sometimes out on a service call, or sometimes I'll run into you guys at the stores. I really appreciate these conversations. Guys, spread the word. Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. Stay tuned in. We talk about anything and everything that builds this amazing state, right? From relationships relationships to mental health to businesses to the stock market to the housing market, backup systems, services. Guys, if you have a Generac generator and you need somebody to monitor it, guys, get on our service plan. If you have any more questions, you want to look into that, visit us at gensolar.net or give us a call, 290-3333. Again, it is 290-3333. Or if you guys are in town, you guys want to stop on by, we're open from 9 to 5 during the weekdays. 29 College Road, Suite 14, can't miss us. We're right next to the REI building. Guys, thank you for staying tuned in. We'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.